Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded Christian Israelite brothers and sisters. Good morning to you. And have enjoyed the past couple of days listening to all the shows that my brothers and sisters have been doing, the exciting stuff over in England, and just generally all that's going on. There's two ways to look at it. We can be very excited about it, and we can be very, very pleased, or we can look at it the Chinese way, the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. On Friday, I had finished chapter 18, and I neglected to put something in, and Shar reminded me that I need to do the root of the name of Sarah, and it's very important. Sarah comes from 8323, Sar, to be or act as a prince or a princess, depending on male or female, and Sarah means princess. So that's an interesting point, and I neglected to do that. And basically, all the listeners and everybody's got an input on this. I pay attention because there's a lot of knowledgeable people out there that listen to EFR, and they get in the chat room, and they get on the New Ensign chat, and make comments and have input, and this is a group effort. Hey, we are all studying, all of us, all the time. I'm not the be-all, end-all on all of this. I study every day and look into stuff, and if somebody turns me on to some a good website or a point of view, it's tremendous. I mean, the input that we have from each other, we all work as a team. And that's the way Israelites are supposed to do things. So I see a lot of positive action on the behalf of brothers and sisters in Yeshua. And it really gives me a lot of hope and makes me feel good. And I'm very, 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 very pleased that people are trying to participate and are. And giving me good input. So thank you, Shar, and all the others that have given me little tips. And make this a better show for everybody concerned. Well, we're going to do chapter 19 of Genesis today, and this is where Sodom and Gomorrah are going to be destroyed. And they were warned, and remember, there were three that spoke to Abraham. Boy, I'm still stuck on that mispronunciation. Abraham, father of nations, father of people. So let's start on chapter 19 here, verse 1. And I have put the word divine in italics. It's not in the Hebrew, but the implication is the divine, because these were messengers of Yahweh. So it reads better like that, and you can take or leave the divine. I didn't put it in the, and I explained in my foreword that anything in italics is not actually in the Hebrew text. Verse 1, and came two divine messengers, that's 4397, not angels, messengers, Okay. Malachim. And came two divine messengers to Sodoma. That's another spelling for Sodom, or Sodom in the English. Number 5, 4, 6, 7. At evening. Okay. That's the dusk. At dusk. 6153. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. 5, 4, 6, 7. He was a businessman, and he sat in the gate, and then he talked to the people, etc., etc. That was a popular congregating place. And seeing them, Lot rose up to meet them and bowed with his nose toward the ground. Now, 7, 8, 1, 2 is bowed. It can mean bowed deeply or prostrated. And nose is 639 toward the ground, 776. And he said, "Behold now, my lords," 113. "Turn in," 5493. "Turn in" is one word. "Turn in now to the house of your servant and stay all night." That's one word. 3885. "And wash," 7364, "your feet," 7272. That was a Hebrew custom to wash the feet of his guests because they wore sandals strapped over the feet. They didn't have boots or shoes. And their feet got dusty because it was just dirt roads. They didn't have paved roads back then. "And you shall rise up early," is one word, 7925, "and walk on your way." And they said, "No, for in the public square," 7339, "we will stay the night." Verse 3, "And he urged them greatly," that urged is 6484, and "greatly" is 3966. "And they turned," because he knew what the people of the town were like, "and they turned in with him and came into his house. And he made for them a feast," number 4960, "and matzot," 4682, "he baked and they ate." That's unleavened bread, because it doesn't have to rise, and it's very quick and very tasty if it's done right. Verse 4. "But before," 2962, "they lay down," 7901, "the men of the city of Sodom surrounded," 5437, "the house." From young, 5288, to old, 2205. All the people from its entirety, 7097. "And they called to Lot, saying, where are the men that came to you tonight? Bring them forth to us that we may know them." 3045, "no." And here it has sexual implications. These were a bunch of queers. Verse 6, went forth to them, Lot, at the doorway, 6607. "And the door he shut afterward." Verse 7, "and he said, do not, I beg you," one word, 4994, "my brothers," 251, "act so wickedly," 7489. He called them brothers as a complimentary term to try to calm them down. Verse 8, "Behold now, I have two daughters that have not known a man. I will send them forth to you, and do to them what is good in your eyes. Only to these men do not do a thing. because for this they came under the shadow, and under the shadow was one word, 6738, of my roof, 6982. And under the shadow has the implication in the Hebrew of protection. Well, here's verse 9. They weren't interested in the girls. He was even willing to give them his virgin daughters. 9. And they said, stand back. And they said, this one came as a sojourner, 1481. And he thinks he is a judge. That's 8199 doubled. Now, we will do worse, that's one word, 7489, to you than to them. And pushed, 6484, and pushed the men on Lot greatly, and came near, 5066, to break, 7665, the door, 1817. But sent forth the men, he's talking about the men that were guests. And they weren't really men, they were divine messengers. But sent forth the men their hand, and brought Lot to them in the house, and the door they shut. Verse 11, and they that were at the door of the house, they smote with blindness, 5575, both small, 6996, and great, 1419. And they wearied themselves to find the doorway. Oh boy. The angels, or whatever you want to call them, the divine messengers, made all these homos blind, struck them with blindness. So that was a portent of things to come. And said the men to Lot, are there more who are of you here? Okay. Ask him if he had families. Sons-in-law, sons and daughters, and all that you have in this city, bring forth from this place. Verse 13, for we will destroy this place because great is the outcry against them before Yahweh, and has sent us Yahweh to destroy it. Oh boy. 14, went forth Lot and spoke to his sons-in-law, which has taken his daughters, and said, rise up and go forth from this place, for we'll destroy Yahweh, this city. But it was mocking, 6711, in the eyes of his sons-in-law. They didn't want to listen to him. Oh, come on. They're not going to destroy the city. Okay. Do what you want to do there, guys. Verse 15. As the morning dawn, 7837, came up, the messengers insisted upon, one word, number 213, the messengers insisted upon Lot, saying, rise up, take your wife and your two daughters, which you find here, lest you be swept away in the punishment for iniquity. That's 5771. It can be iniquity or punishment for iniquity. and swept away is 5595. Lest you be swept away in the punishment for iniquity of the city. And he hesitated, 4102. So seized, 2388, the men, his hand, and the hand of his wife, and the hands of his two daughters, for the mercy, 2551, of Yahweh was upon him. Oh boy. That's Bechemoth, 2551, the mercy of Yahweh. And they brought them forth and set them outside the city. That's 5117, set. Verse 17, and it was when they brought them forth outside, they said, escape 4422 for your lives, 5315. Do not, 408, look, 5027, behind, 310. Command right there. Do not look behind. And do not stand, 5975, at all in the plain, 3603. To the mountain, escape, lest you be swept away. Verse 18, said Lot to them, no, please, Yahweh. Behold, now has found your servant grace, 2580, in your eyes, and you have magnified, 1431, your mercy, 2617, that you have done to me in keeping alive, 2421, my being, and I am not able to escape to the mountain, lest cling to me, one word, 1692, calamity, 7451, and I die, 4191. Verse 20, behold now, this city is near, 7138, to flee, 5127, there. It is a small thing. All right, small thing is one word. That's 4705. Let me escape there. And it is not a small thing that shall remain alive my being. Okay. Verse 21. And they said to him, behold, I have lifted up, 5375, your face, 6440, also on this matter, and will not, 1115, overthrow, 2015, the city you spoke of. He's not going to dump all the fire and brimstone on that little city. Verse 22, make haste, 4116, escape there, for I am not able to do a thing until you go there. Upon this was called the name of the city Zoar, that's T-S-O-A-R, 6820, and that means a little thing. Well, it's a small thing. 4705. And another word for little thing is Zoar. So there's a word play there in the Hebrew. Verse 23. The sun had come forth upon the land when Lot came to Zoara. They put that ah on the end. It's like a formal flowery thing. It's still 6820, but it just has the flowery ah on the end. They do that with names. And a lot of things. And Hebrew is a very difficult language. Very difficult. And here you go, verse 24. And Yahweh reigned 4305 upon Siddim and upon Amorah, brimstone 1614, and fire 784 from Yahweh from the sky. All right, there are all these bitumen pits, that's tar pits. They have high sulfur content, and brimstone was developed into a weapon in the Middle Ages, and they used to cast big balls of it out with siege machines out on the enemy if they were attacking a castle, or at the castle from the enemy, because there's tar pits all over. Well, that's burning sulfur and pitch, and it is lethal. Burning sulfur in itself is lethal, gives off toxic fumes. If you get burned by sulfur, it poisons the flesh in the area. It's just absolute, and you can't put it out. You can dump water on it all day long and it won't go out. It's like white phosphorus. It's terrible. It's just horrible. Well, Yahweh caused some kind of an eruption. I don't know. I wasn't there. But with volcanic activity, casting burning pitch and sulfur out of tar pits, which are underground and are volcanic in nature, seems very, very plausible to me. Now, that's just my opinion. There's no scientific evidence of that because nobody alive today was there. We don't have any written account of what happened. But if you think a little bit, because the Bible is so scientific, and it just makes good sense that this is going on, it just seems likely, you know, that this was volcanic activity. Now, sodomy is homosexuality, okay? It's men with men and women with women, and really disgusting forms of sex. Unclean, nasty, filthy sexual activity. And this is an abomination to Yahweh. And in Leviticus, he's going to state that anyone caught in this activity is to be put to death, and their blood guilt is upon them. They are to be stoned to death. Modern society. Modern society has declared that this kind of activity is an acceptable alternative lifestyle. Oh, you're born like that. Another lie of the devil. It is an abomination to Yahweh Most High. It is another method of apostasy in our society today. And in the time of judgment, these people will be destroyed. That's on them. Their blood guilt will be on them. And it just shows today how far down the road of perdition we have come in the world. I'm not just going to single out the United States. This is going on all over the place. It's an abomination. And it says, in the last days, what is evil will become good, and what is good will become evil. We here at EFR are accounted evil. We're bad people because we tell the truth scripturally and pull no punches. You listen to David James and Pastor Dan and Eli and myself and some of the others on the other show, Laura. We're hitting them hard, every which way but loose, and they're foaming at the mouth over what's going out, because we have untold listeners that don't get in the chat room. They're just out there listening and taking notes. Some are our friends, some are not. And it's one of those deals that we have to do what we can, because it is our duty to do so. We cannot neglect our duty. So we're keeping on, keeping on. And let the chips fall where they may. You know, we will be persecuted in his name's sake, and they will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service. And we will not be the first nor the last to go down. I've gone down once and served a big sentence for telling the truth on my radio station years ago. It didn't kill me. And I spent 13 years studying scripture every day, all day, 8 to 10 hours a day, as long as the lights were on. I didn't participate in anything else. I didn't mess with any of the other people because they were all in apostasy. I didn't go to the chapel particularly because they were teaching Jew lies. And I stayed separate. Come out from among them and be ye separate. I was separate in prison. And I walked a different walk, and I was treated differently by the inmates and by the guards because of my Christian walk. I would not participate. I did not watch the Talmud vision. I did not use profanity. I was always respectful, no matter to whom I was speaking. And people just sort of, wow, you know, who is this guy? Well, that's what Scripture tells us to do. It tells us to do this out in the world today. Out in the world today. We gotta take it to the streets, take our Christian belief and our Christian actions and our faith in Yahweh to the streets and share it. So that's the deal with that. Let's get back to chapter 19. We're going to take back up with verse 25. He overthrew 2015 those cities and all the plain, 3605, and all the dwellers of the cities, and that which grew, 6780, on the soil, 127, Adamah. Wiped out that whole region. Now remember, they were commanded, do not look back. Verse 26. And looked his wife from behind, and she became a pillar, 5333, of salt, 4417. Well, how was that done? Well, by Yahweh's will. He created the whole universe. If he wanted to turn her into a pillar of salt, poof, you're a pillar of salt. You're not dealing with mankind's science here. You're dealing with Yahweh Most High. Don't try to downsize him for your own concept. Verse 27. And went early. 7925. Abraham in the morning to the place where he has stood there before Yahweh. Verse 28. And looked down, 8259, upon Sidom and Amorah and upon all the face of the land of the plain, and saw, and behold, ascended the smoke of the land as the smoke of a furnace. 3536. Everything was burning with burning pitch. You ever seen a tire burn? Petroleum product? Black, horrible, toxic smoke. Just, oh, terrible. Verse 29. And it was, when destroyed Elohim, the cities of the plain, remembered, 2142, remembered Elohim Abraham and sent Lot from the middle, 8432, of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities that dwelled in Lot. Verse 30, went up Lot from Zoar and dwelled in the hills, 2022. And his two daughters with him. For he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelled in a cave. 4631. He and his two daughters. All right, they're up there in the cave. Here comes two cursed seed line children of incest. This is what's coming. Verse 31. Said the firstborn, 106:7, to the younger, 68:10. Our father is old, and of men are none. 369, in the land to come to us in the way, 1870, of all the land. Okay, they didn't have any men to get them pregnant. Because they were all crispy critters. Including their former husbands that didn't listen to Lot. Oh well. Verse 32. Come, let us make to drink, that's one word, 8248, our father, wine, 3196. And we will lie with him, 7901, to lie with sexually. Not good. Not good at all. And we will lie with him and keep alive, 2421, from our father's seed, 2233. Man. 33, and they made to drink their father wine that night and went in the firstborn, and lay with her father. And he did not know when she lay down, 7901, or rose up, 6965. And she just went in and did something very, very wicked. And this is under great disfavor from Yahweh. So she just, I'm not going to get into that. It's nasty. And it was, verse 34, and it was on the morrow, 4283, said the firstborn to the younger, behold, I lay last night, 570, last night, with my father. Let us make him to drink wine also tonight, and go you in and lay with him. So we keep alive from our father's seed. Verse 35. They made to drink also that night their father wine, and rose up the younger and lay with him. And he did not know when she lay down or rose up. Verse 36. Were made pregnant, one word, 2029, both the daughters of Lot from their father. Verse 37. And bore the firstborn a son, and called his name Moab, 4124. And he is the father, the forefather of Moab unto this day. Moab means of my father. That's what that means. Verse 38. And the younger also bore a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, A-M-M-I-Y, 1151. And he is the forefather of the children of Ammon, 5983, unto this day. And Ben-Ammi means son of my people. And these two would father these tribes that would be deadly enemies of Israel, because they were cursed seed, because they were children of incest, as Kenan was a child of incest, and he was cursed seed. Well, you can see where Yahweh's going with this. He does not like any of this. He destroyed this whole area, as he destroyed everything in the Tarim Basin in the time of Noah, because they were doing genetic experimentation there and doing all this other stuff. So he brought this deluge on them. And this whole area was just full of homosexuals and all these practices that our governments today are saying, oh, it's all right. And he destroyed all these people. I wonder if any of these guys are going to try to sue Yahweh for violating their gay rights. I want to see the lawyer that's going to take that case, and I want to see the court that's going to hear that case, and if they pass a judgment, I want to know who's going to enforce it. Boy, oh boy. I got news for you. You're biting off more than you can chew. You keep negating Yahweh's laws and passing your laws of mankind, which are corrupt and basically filthy. And you got presidential candidates out there that are all in favor of all these quote-unquote gays. And they've taken that word gay, which means happy and joyful, and they've turned it around and changed the definition of the word. Now it means queer. And they're not gay and happy. They're miserable. They got psychological problems. They've got diseases. They don't fit in. They're hated. Whether people will admit it or not, they're hated. It's not politically correct to say anything about it. In the workplace, if you say, I don't want to work with a queer, have him sitting right next to me, well, they'll fire you. Transgendered bathrooms? How sick is that? An Olympic athlete having his sex change? He won ugly woman. Ooh, ugly, ugly, ugly. It's a tragic comedy is what it is. And I'm looking at the world today, and this is not how I grew up. This is sickness. Absolute sickness. And again, I'll quote scripture. In the last days, what is evil will become good, and what is good will become evil. And if you can't see that, I don't know. Your viewpoint is skewed. And you're not going to get the truth by watching the Talmud vision. Because they're wholly supportive of all of this. They are the biggest weapon that the enemy has got. They make the minds up of the people. They get their opinions from the talking heads. Because they have been programmed to not be able to think for themselves. They can't reason. They can't take an objective view. They don't study the Bible. They go to their Judeo-Christian church on the day of the sun god, and they listen to somebody lying to them in the name of Yahweh, but they don't use the name of Yahweh, you see. That's foreign to them. They use the Lord, praise the Lord, and Baal translates to the Lord as well as Adonai. They've substituted Adonai in the Bible, the Lord, for Yahweh. They've taken the sacred name out. Well, in my text, in every instance where they substituted Adonai or Elohim for Yahweh, I put the name back in. It's documented where they did this. So I've replaced the sacred name everywhere. The scriptures, by the Scripture Research Institute, has done this. Excellent text just to carry around and read. Some of their stuff is in error. But all in all, that's the best publication out there as far as an accurate Bible. They're doing real well. They just need to make a few more changes. They need to remove the term men and put in the specifics, if it's an atom, instead of son of man, they need to put son of Adam. They removed Gentiles. I wrote them a letter. They got Gentile out in the new version. I haven't got the new version yet because they're backdated on their printing. You can't get one. But I will get one as soon as it's available. And that's what I carry around with me, and that's what I read from here. Of course, I've made the changes in it where they've made an error, and I have notations. My poor Bibles are all marked up for study reasons. They don't just sit there and look pretty. They are worked over, and references that they don't have in the scriptures. I make references all over the place and highlight stuff. It looks like a Christmas tree, pardon the paganism, but it's all brightly lit up with a highlighter because I study. I love it. I learn something new every time I read the scripture. It's a living work. It continues to expand as events occur in the real world here, in our world. they are covered in Scripture, because it says there's nothing new under the sun, and that's true. Solomon was very wise before he went into apostasy because of his racially alien wives that he was warned not to marry. And he became a complete fool in his last days instead of a wise man. So, today, the Bible still covers every event that's taking place. It forecasts it. And everything's coming true and coming to pass. And still, the general populace does not listen. Well, they didn't want to listen in this last chapter I just read, that the sons-in-law didn't want to listen. They didn't believe, even with the divine messengers there telling them. Oh, no, come on now. Not going to destroy these cities. Well, they're in denial. Well, aren't the people out there today in denial? It's so bad that they just don't want to hear it. Oh, it's terrible. Don't say that. That'll scare off half the congregation. We won't be able to keep the doors open. I'm still making payments on my new Mercedes now. Come on. Don't scare off my bread and butter. Don't mess with my business. My. But how many times do we have to repeat these things? Well, we never cease. Pray without ceasing. And if this show reaches one person, and one person turns from a sinful lifestyle and repents and calls on the name of Yahweh and starts living his life according to Scripture, I count all the effort that I do as a major victory just for one. Just one. And I'll see that brother or sister in the kingdom that's coming here. We're not going there. It's coming here. Thy kingdom come. It's coming. There's a foundation of it here now. We are exhorting to righteousness, our brothers and sisters. Isn't that the job of every Christian? Real Christian? Not pass on the pablum that has been taught in the cemetery schools, but pass on the truth. And if you doubt anything that we're teaching here, I urge you to look it up. Get some concordances. Get you a Brown Driver Briggs Gesenius Hebrew Lexicon. and the word study series of the Old and New Testament, and the dictionaries that come with them, get you a Strong's Concordance and a Thayer's and some of the others, and get various versions of the scriptures and lay them all out. Get you about 25 books and get into that and stop watching Fool's Ball on the Talmud Vision and study your scriptures, because this life here is a temporary short thing and your eternal life is at stake. We're talking like forever, okay? And I don't want you to be cast into the lake of fire. I don't hate you because you disagree. I worry about you and I care for you, because that's what Yeshua Messiah taught us to do. Even those that hate us, well, we were in error before we learned the truth. And they're in error now, so why should we hate them for being like we used to be? All of us are sinners. Oh yeah, I'm a pastor and I teach and I do all that stuff. But the light has shone on me and I have been changed. And I don't do the things that I once did. I don't value any of these material things. I value the teachings of my Messiah, which amplified the Old Testament. He more fully explained the Old Testament. And I read all the methods of living and how to deal with folks in a Christian aspect. Because no greater teacher was ever on the face of this planet than Yeshua, our kinsman redeemer. And hellfire and brimstone preacher, oh man, he reviled the enemy. Absolutely reviled them and tore them up. And they hated him and they hated the disciples. And the descendants of those people hate us today. They hate Yeshua. They hate the teachings of Yeshua. They hate Yahweh. They are the enemies of Yahweh. And yeah, they have financial control. Oh, to be sure, they have financial control. But that doesn't make them right. They are the goat people. And Yeshua said, "My sheep hear my voice." Well, I very definitely would like to be counted among his sheep, because I love him. I love his teachings. I love how he tells me to interact with my brothers and sisters. I love everything about it because it's holy. And he didn't teach anything that wasn't in the Old Testament. And your churchianity today is trying to separate the Gospels. They don't teach the Old Testament. It is offensive to some of their gay congregations. And read the New Testament, where it says the effeminate and et cetera, et cetera, will not enter the kingdom. They are cursed by their lifestyle, which they choose freely. Well, I choose a different lifestyle freely. I choose the lifestyle instructed me by Yeshua, my Redeemer. You can't hate these people, because we were as they are now at one time. We were ignorant. We were blind. We were like Paul. And then on the road to Damascus, Yeshua revealed himself to Paul. Well, he revealed himself to me, not in that way, but through the Holy Spirit. And people that have never experienced the Holy Spirit really can't relate to it. Oh, you're just making that up. You're just kidding yourself. That's just emotion. Well, there are those out there that are ruled by emotion, but the Holy Spirit is certainly different. And for one thing, it brings great fear. I fear that the wrath to come of Yahweh, and I fear for those that will come under the wrath. I have been redeemed. I know this. I am not afraid for myself. I am afraid for the others. And because Yeshua has taught me to care about them, even though they are in sin and living in apostasy, should we not love them as brothers and sisters and try to help them as we were once helped by someone that taught us the true way? Do we not have a duty as Yeshua's sheep to pass this on? Repentance requires action as well as just saying, I'm sorry. And part of that action is that we are to witness and tell the truth to others, even if it harms us, even if it will make them angry, even if we lose a job. Yahweh will provide. Trust in Him. Do not trust in horses and chariots and arms. There'll be arms enough when the battle time comes. Be assured, because we will be provided with that. When Yeshua comes and the wrath comes down, that's when we will be taken out to be with Him. And He's coming back here, so we'll be coming back. And we won't be in these decrepit old bodies that we're in right now that wear out and are subject to time. We will have eternal bodies. And this is His promise to us. And He has never failed to keep a promise, ever. He's not going to redeem us. He has redeemed us. And all we need to do is acknowledge this and repent and be baptized in the name of Yahweh and Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and change our lifestyles to match His teachings. And do not do like the rest of society, trying to change the teachings to match their sick, perverted, apostatized lifestyles. There is one God, if you want to use the term God, and that is Yahweh, Most High, and no other. Well, I've about wrapped up this. I will go into chapter 20 about Abraham's journey tomorrow, and I hope you have enjoyed it, and Shalom Aleichem to all of you, my Israelite brothers and sisters. And we'll wrap it up with Tennessee Ernie Ford. Yahweh bless.